Okay, in Simchas Samatah we're up to Sivav. The Ferish Mechaber says, Ein Noisim Noshim. Ferish Mechaber, you don't get married.
Women,
they're
all 18, they're all
16. So Mechaber says, Ein Noisim Noshim Bechel Hamayim. What the Mechaber really says is not to marry women. Not to get married on Chol HaMoed. Why does it say Noshim? Today's day and age. Simchas Samatah Sivav. It's next to the last page of this in the handouts. Next to the last side, not next to the last page. I believe. Sivav, the last sif of Simchas Samatah. Ein Noisim Noshim B'Chol HaMoed, Loi Besulois, Loi Amanois, Loi Miabnim. On Chalamai, we don't do chasnis, not pesulis, not amanis, not ibum. Avol, with the one exception of mazik rushase min anesuin. Somebody who is divorced min anesuin and remarries, it's not the same simcha. So Mamela, what? The same marriage. Avaloi min ha'erusim, but not the first marriage erusim. So every marriage is mut except for mazik grusha. So Rapam had his story about this. It's aser. You now get married chamayit except grusha min anesuim, which is not the same level of simcha. So Rapam had a story about used to tell about a couple that went to the Rav for a get, and the Rav said, "You sure?" And he said, "Yeah, I can't live with her anymore." So, all right, so they did the get, and he gave her the get. And then the man says to the Rav, "Okay, it's done, she's divorced." He says, "Yes." She takes the husband takes out a ring, and he gives it to her. He says, "Hurry up, Mekudesh, just leave it, but I'm going to Israel." So Rav looks at him, he says, "What? You just got divorced, are you getting married?" He said, "For a second wife, she's okay." You settle for a second wife. So that's what it says in the Mechaber, really. That Mazik Rishasim and Nesuin is not the same. You know, it's a different level of. You don't want to say it on the Sheva Brachas, no. I didn't say Rav said it in Sheva Brachas. Okay, so this is the halacha of Eimar and Simcha B'Simcha. So Taisa is interesting. Taisa in Mayakotan and Achesam Ebeis seems to hold that it's a deraisa. All the places can call Chitas Taisvis. The Eimar and Simcha B'Simcha is a deraisa, which means the Pella, the Gerer on Shabbos, is only a Drabana. Because I made a Gzera not to get married on Shabbos. Because of Kaida Kinyan. But getting married on Yad Tavol Kol Baye, according to Taisa, at least, is a Nisa Dairaisa. Rav Zilberstein, in his riddles on marriage, he asks, how is it possible that a person is allowed to get married on Shabbos and not allowed to get married on Chol Moed? How can you have a situation that's mutter on Shabbos and not on Chol Moed? So he brings the Ramah that I mentioned in the past, the Ramah who had the Friday wedding that ended up having an argument and pushing into Shabbos. So he was matir chasna on Shabbos. So this is drabana and it's covered abrius. The Semachat Taisus Shita that they were in geyser on somebody who wasn't mekai pur revu. So in such a case, he's matir on Shabbos. So he says that's on Shabbos it's mutter, but on Yom Tov. Eimar v'simcha b'simcha, the same situation. Eviyativ hetiyativ, he says, Eimar v'simcha b'simcha is a deraisa, according to Taisus. And on Yom Tov, he wouldn't have allowed it. So we have another answer to the riddle: what's mutter on Yom Tov, what's asur on Yom Tov, and mutter on Shabbos? Remember the other thing that's asur on Yom Tov and mutter on Shabbos? What? That was Chomayit.
Inviting
Goyim. No, but Yom Tov is Shabbos. Inviting Goyim to a meal, which is also on Yom Tov. You might cook for them and mutter on Shabbos.
What's the pasuk? You might cook the pasuk that it's based on.
One second, what? Oh, so Taisus addresses that. Just so you're familiar, what's the makar? Is Mali Shmuel Zayis, Fetna Lachla Gam Zayis? Is one pasuk, and the Gemara brings us to Machta B'Chaykecha V'Loi B'Ishtecha. which if you take it too literally, it's not so good. But so v'chaygecha means not with your new wife, with the old wife, you can be the simcha. The question is, which simchas are included? Now it's interesting. The same Tosfos on Chesam and Beis says it's only weddings. Eimar Misimcha is only chasanis. What? Who's like that?
Rashi.
I wasn't aware. Okay. Only weddings. Okay. So then, since Rashi antitheses then that Eimar Misimcha Misimcha is a din in only by weddings and everything else. Bris Milah obviously comes out on that day, but it means even the Suda, you don't have to push off. You could do it. You could do it on Yom Tif, and it's okay.
Is
it right? So why is Mazur Grusha so different? Because it's not a Simcha. It's a real Simcha. Mazur Grusha is not that level of Simcha.
There's no
teenage.
There's
no Sheva Bar, so sure. Right?
No, but Almar, so when we say
Almar,
the Lord Almar is because he was never married and therefore
there's a thief. No, even if they're both, even to him it's a new wife. He's not being
married. But
it's his second marriage, her second marriage. Yeah, it's still awesome.
There's no real din of Shavuot, but it's still
awesome, right. Yeah, 3 days of Simcha.
But Almar
is a
so you don't have 3 days?
I don't remember. We didn't have an exception. Because it's not to do with the 3 days, it's just that it's not the same level of Simcha.
Would it tell? I mean,
if
it's delicious, how do you determine?
I can't determine, but I guess I'll estimate it. That's what I say. The Beis Shmuel Zion, interesting Beis Shmuel. Einoy simdashu b'chalamayit, Abrahaim took a memvav, shamavur, demutalisa erev eregel. Erev yant, if you're allowed to get married, the chiddush is, even though the suda will be at night, because of a rajba, mutalasi suda biregel. If you get married erev Yom Tif, the suda is mutter. The ikka simcha hu nisuin. The ikka simcha is the marriage itself. If you get married erev Yom Tif, I feel a loyos a suda, mutter lase suda biregel. It's a Mordechai, thank you. Kasa b'shem ha-ritva, osla asisuda b'yam, tivalon kei nechnesu me'atzman. Me'esmal, it should say. It says me'atzman, it should say me'esmal. Unless the wedding was before, so then it's mutter. So this is the din of Eimar.
Even the suas,
you can get married every yom, tiv and have the suda.
And have all the Yimei
Shabbos
going on?
Yeah, Shabbos. Now, when I
Kedushin is mutter. Kedushin be mutter.
Now, when I learned the Gemara and we learned my Akat, I couldn't understand this din of Eimar Arvin Simcha v'Simcha. Let's say somebody has a very delicious food, so he's supposed to push it off the Yom Tov. You don't say what's Eimar Arvin Simcha v'Simcha Feker. Something that makes you happy, your dafka is supposed to do it on Yom Tov. Yayin Yashon, it says Yanichem LeYom Tov. So it should be just the opposite. If getting married makes people happy, so you should dafka get married on Yom Tov. What does it mean? You say, with your food and not with your other things? Why? Because someone explained to me. What?
Simcha Shel Mitzvah.
Explain.
That's the one that you can't be married. Simcha in general, it is a mitzvah.
So why can't I have a simcha that makes me happy to get married?
It takes away from the simcha of Yom Tov. It takes away from the simcha of Yom Tov.
It takes away? I think I'm happier.
The food enhances the Yom Tov.
The food enhances and the wedding doesn't.
You split your simcha amongst the two things.
Maybe. I don't know, we learned it bothered me very much. Years later, I was learning the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam, in Sherish Hay, on the Rambam, is the Ramban's Haggais, and then the Haggais of a Sefer called Megillas Esther. It's barely ever quoted, because who can write the Megillas Esther Kosaf? You know, it's like they say, the Shlo HaKadosh got the name Shlo, because no one could write B'shnei Luchas HaBris Kosaf, so they had to call him the Shlo. They say something about the
Taurus
Moshe, or the Mabit, the Sefer Beis HaLikim, right, the Beis HaLikim Kosaf, so everyone calls them the Mabit. Anyway, there's a pirish called Megillas Esther, and Megillas Esther does the istakasha on the Ramban. He has to kasha the rabbi. You should get married on Yom Tov because of marvus of what's a chesaron? You're happier on Yom Tov. Taisus though uses a lashon techleshainai of k'may einois and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. He does say such a lashon by mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. You're not supposed to do two mitzvahs in one shot. It's like nira of kamasai. It's like you want to practice quickly with two. So you separate them. Like twins, like a verse of twins, you separate, you make a hefsek between them. So if it's saying that's a chavilas chavilas, it could be like you were saying before, that it's a sort of a
one suda
is patterning both. It's like chavilas. That would answer why a bris is not included. A bris is not near all of kamas. A bris is chal on that day by itself. You didn't push it off to that day. I don't know. I don't know about you, but my stomach only holds so much. It's, you know.
Is it a deraisa or a rabbanan?
Taisa seems to say it's deraisa.
No.
That emarvisil for besimcha. Now, if you explain it with Einas Chavilas, I guess that'll be part of it. But it's a chiddush. The whole emarvisil for besimcha is something of a chiddush. Like I said, I would think. What? Meaning if a man is marrying two women, if two people are getting married, so it's one thing I do to the other. Meaning can a man marry two women in one shot? They marry them for the simcha. Yaakovin Malish was okay. That's right, Yaakov Avinu with two women. You're making your own rule and then you're asking a kasha. You're making a rule that your makom is different. So yes, your rule is shar. Your rule is right. The shulchan is wrong. So the shulchan aruch is shar. Maybe your rule is wrong and the shulchan aruch is right. It could also be. You know what I mean? You're saying a rule, but it's not mokra. So it seems it applies even by ben alma and ben alma makom.
Is
kabir chamilas
only two
mitzvahs
or just two bris and two chasnis two?
Gemara's cases are consistently in that Maratzeya to Havadim, in that Mashkeh
to
Saitis,
in that Mishpah. Not two different
okay, I guess this would be okay, let's move to Simas Samachay. It's saying a different reason, but Havacha said this. Okay, Simas Samachay, mitzvah okay, which has kedima. So mitzvah sameach chasam v'kala, the Shulchan Aruch brings along Gemara and Ksubis. Mitzvah sameach chasam v'kala ulerakeid lefnehem. It's a mitzvah sameach chasam v'kala, and to dance in front of them v'loimer, and to say shehino v'chasuda, that she is. I guess know that she's beautiful, the chasuda, pirusha tisa chesed lefana. Afilu eina no, even if she's not. Now it doesn't mean you say he know the chasuda afilu eina no. It means you say she know the chasuda, comma afilu eina no. You still say now. Before we go to the Ramah, I think there's a machlokes here. The chalkas machayka can the Beis Shmuel.
Let's make a point here. It says that
Rakib is
tnei him.
He's
both
chasuda. So it sounds like. Chalkas b'chayka kalif.
I think the last stuff only goes on the na part. I fish eina doesn't say eina chasuda, just eina na.
Eina, that's interesting. Okay.
Over here, it's a short over here. This says before
neho. Before neho. The Rakel of Fanef, the Gemara is on their Kala. Okay? Okay. Chakas Machai Kakalif, Afilu Eina Na, Loi Shem Yeshla Mum, Yoyim she'ein lo mum. It doesn't mean that if she has a mum, you say she doesn't. It's a sheker gavur. Rakeim istam shehina b'chut shel chesed moshu cholah. Afuk midas beishamai kumish kosu atoysis. Beishamai says to Beis Hillel, how could you say it? Halaksim midvash sheker tirchak. So what's the chalakas mechaykut saying? I would say you don't say she doesn't have a mum if she has a mum, because it's not, no one's going to believe it. But he's saying a sheker gomer is aser, a sheker she'ena gomer is water, which needs a hezbo. What's a sheker gomer?
It's a little like the taz.
Right. It's opposite of taz. Taz is mali sheker gomer, mali sheker mu'ah. And he was saying, it was saying a difference. It's that difference of the taz. The beishmua beis, loy mishino, avagad diksav midvar sheker tirchak, yeshu taris devorav shuno, shehino abimaseha prisha. That she's not b'maseha. So, I don't know, is he young with the chalakas mechaykut? Chazal said, don't say sheker gomer. And he's saying, it can be mitaretz devarav, that it means that she's not b'maseha, and therefore that's what you're referring to. So, okay.
You see before now, where it is, the mitzvah before Nehor. So what we dump the cousin from the cousin? They garnished. Do you think they can miss by the
cousin? Well, why is it garnished? Not garnished. I mean, it's not what it's referring to.
Well, the main thing is the color.
Okay. Could be the color's happy that you're, that you... I don't know. I hear what you're saying. It's interesting that the din of b'maseh chasam v'kala, it says it's a din Torah, it's a din deraisa, the mitzvah to be b'maseh. Now it's hard to say an exact shiuv for how much simcha is considered to be a simcha, but nevertheless there are a couple of places where the language of Chazal. The importance they put to be Mesameach HaSavakala is very strong. There's not a well-known Mechaber, and we're not noyed like this, but in Simen Shin Lamed Chesed Beis, there's a Mechaber that Yesh Matirin Lo Malayini Yehudi Lenage B'Klishir B'Chupais. That means that if you have a Friday night wedding, so the chuppah you do right before, you're allowed to have musicians, not music. You can have non-Jewish musicians playing music.
So it's
a shvus to shvus. The guy is a shvus to shvus, but makim mitzvah it's mutter. Ramah says, "Afilu loymana yudi l'sake na klishir shari." Even though a guy do a deraisa is also mutter mishum kavil chasav v'kala, because the chav of life hachiyasa. But otherwise. Otherwise you don't do it, and so here it says that it's mutter to have music. Now, I don't know anybody who has music, but this even b'sheva brachas, Mishnah Berurah says this hashvas kol shir ena yila derabanan gzeira shem yisak and klei shir v'shus tishus v'makam mitzvah deizel tzchas ela b'klei shir. The custom is with music. He says, "Yesh makom yishu dovel lahakmer b'zeh im loy shakinas haya be'er Shabbos." Unless the wedding was erev Shabbos, so it seems that he's saying that the ikar adin is mutter even if the wedding wasn't erev Shabbos, but otherwise it's mutter. He brings in brackets the bir agra kosev de'ezvu zu the holding to a derais is going like the bala itashita. That the rabbanon zamutim b'makom mitzvah, and the Gemara says we don't paskin that way. Now we don't paskin to play music. We don't paskin to tell the guy to do a deraisa, but it's a double pelon. In Shulchan Aruch, just for comparison purposes, it says that to be v'sameach chasam v'kala, you're allowed to tell a guy to do a rabbanon. Yet in Siman Shin Lamed Aleph in Hilchas Bris Mila b'Shabbos Sivav, it says. What happens if the baby and the Mila knife are in two different places? So it says, Makshire mitz Mila, she'ef shalasem lafsaisa me'erev Shabbos. And you should have done it yesterday. Einam dechen es Shabbos. Lafikach. Im loy hevi izemel lemila me'erev Shabbos. If the baby and the knife are in two different places from Erev Shabbos, loy evienu b'Shabbos, afilu b'mokin she'en ba'el isa drabanam. Even when carrying is a drabana, you're not allowed to carry. Shemidu devarayim. Loimaleni Yehudi lasaisa. Mudavishim aso Yisrael ein bayelad drabanan. Loimaleni Yehudi. To tell a guy to do a drabanan is mutter. Mudavish asli Yisrael lasaisa. But I tell you, loimaleni Yehudi. He says here, shustishus is motavaka mitzvah. But if it will be a deraisa, shazam deraisa, you can't have a guy do it. So Ramaz matir for a guy to fix kli shir for sameachos simchasas and vekala, and he's not matir a guy doing deraisa through a guy to facilitate a mila. You push the mila off. Mila bizman is a mitzvah, and you push it off to the next day. What? It's true. Here he could have done it Erev Shabbos, and
they brought the instrument and it was broken. So like,
is it only if he couldn't have fixed it before Shabbos?
I mean, the guy
who was on it. Why are we so machmir of the avelis? If simcha is the raisa, avelis of somebody in the shon is really didn't cover. It's not even a din of avelis.
Me, why we don't go to weddings in the year of Avelis?
Yeah.
That's a good question. It's in Chasa Kaz Derais, so it should be there for the Avelis. So.
And Avelis is technically Derais at most Kershaw.
Only the first, no, it's Avelis only Derais at the first day.
First day, but I mean, it,
only feeding mice.
The Avelis of a father or a mother is really.
Even Shloshim is definitely Drabbanan, and the year is Alf Kavim. Yeah. So it's interesting. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. What?
Don't you have to say it's a din of Chasim Kavim? It's a din of Chasim
Kavim. They'll
get upset.
Not everyone.
But otherwise.
You don't get upset. Somebody's Techshana? I don't even know he's
Techshana. Standing in the back, 500 people in front of them.
Hey, man, I don't think they get upset. They get upset, then you're right.
Maybe that's why parents can go to
the kids' wedding. Parents could go, but that's because Hefsim Aruba is daicha all in Yonah Avelis, so it's considered right. Moshe said, any time you would spend a lot of money to go to the wedding, so it's a sign that missing the wedding is a Hefsim Aruba in Avelis. They both say lefaneha. I want to show you the regarding a mitzvah tense. Take a look at Pesachei Tshuva Beis. He talks about mitzvah. Mitzvah tense goes back a long time, but it's been controversial for a long time. Pesachei Tshuva Beis, he brings a famous Teres Chaim. The Teres Chaim was a kadmon. He wrote a pirish on, and we have from him a pirish on the Bavis, Sanhedrin, Avodah Zarah, Pirush Avodah Zarah, is used a lot. So here he brings, Ayin B'Sef Teres Chaim, Sets Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin, Dibra Maskel, whatever, the Zel Shani. Nira, Da Oso Lo Leches, De Mechoyel Ima Kala, B'Shivis Yimei Mishta. Now let her dance in a circle with the Kala, Afilu Einoi Oiches B'Yod Amamish, even if you don't hold her hand, Elo Behevsik Matachas, you have a handkerchief, makes it sound like a newfangled minig. I feel like he laughs shapi ravik the mashuhacha. Shum crave a baal ma'aser. Vein lechalik ben kalolacheres. The leko ha'inna man the matzi lemeimer the dam yalav kikashura. Gemara says that someone danced with the kala on his shoulders. He said dam yalai kashura. She's like a piece of wood to me. No one today could say that. And look at this lashon. Lo yomru chachamim ela ketzim rachnim lifnei hakala, v'loy im hakala. Okay, gam the pasuk hashas b'reish perik beis diksuvis, dosel l'stako b'fnei hakala, which we're going to have a sif beis, kol shiva k'mosh osel l'stako b'ishach risi, v'oisam, he calls them b'nei b'lial, ha'ochi b'mochel im noshim di alma, aleyem akosavoy me yad li yad lo yinoke, ra lo yinoke mi oin shishol gehenim. Roy Ligerben, Chom Yishesh B'Yadei Limchais, should be Meicha. So he said he's against a mitzvah tatz. Now he tells you to look in Chalkas Chagim Beit Shmuel in Simen Chaf Aleph Sif Hei. So, in Simen Chaf Aleph Sif Hei, they say a very interesting lashon about a mitzvah tatz. When somebody used to ask Rav Pam about whether to have a mitzvah tatz, he used to quote the lashon that's here. You don't have Simen Hei in your I'm sorry, Simcha Chafalef in your in your handouts, but you have to trust me, as you always do. Simcha Chafalef, Sif Hey, is a language in the Beis Shmuel. Sifkat Yer Aleph. He says Bach Kosav, the Malchuseinu Nagu Lahakol. He says in our Malchus the night to be Mekel, the Loi Nagu Yisir. But Mashve Tais is Kol Shei Kavarasi L'Shem Chiba Ela L'Shem Shemayim Mutter. Someone who does it L'Shem Shemayim, it's Mutter. Now the Lashon that he used to quote, it must be the Chags V'Chaykak, the Chags V'Chaykak says, he brings the same Bach, but he finishes it. He says the same, Siyama Bach, Bach Huseinu Nogu Agdailum Shabadar Lahakal Bekala. He says, Hecha de Nohug Nohug, Vecha de Loi Nohug Isura Ika. Very interesting Lashon. The problem is to tell people, Hecha de Nohug Nohug, if it's Yeminig, it's Yeminig. Vecha de Loi Nohug, if it's not Yeminig, Isura Ika, you're not against with a woman. So when I got married, I told my in-laws, I'm asking to anything, I don't care. There's one thing, no mitzvah tans. I don't think it's theistic to have a mitzvah tans. Certainly I don't want to dance in front of people with my wife. So I said, I'm asking anything, just no mitzvah tans. Everything else, do what you want. So half of it they stuck to. What do what you want, that they stuck to. But they have to see this, your relatives. And the relatives heard that there's no mitzvah tans. You're not going to believe this. So when the kala sat, in my day, the kala used to come, the guys used to dance in front. So the guys in the middle of dancing, they bring in the zayda to dance in the middle of all the bachrim to dance with the kala. So I didn't know what to do, you know, like, on the one hand, so I shoot her to go back to the girl's side. I'm going to start doing a mitzvah dance in the middle of all the bachrim. That's like an insanity. But in some circles, it's like more important than the wedding, so... So that's what happened. They're wonderful relatives. I don't mean to berate them. Just and my Eifruf, they told my Shver, all right, you didn't take an Eidim with a Shtreimel, but at least with a bent up brim. So he did in front of everybody. So my Shver said, I looked under the hat. So if he ever had regrets, he never told me. So. But anyway, this is the trouble over the mitzvah tans. Hecha de nog nog. And there are places where it's a minig. I don't think.
Most of the time, the college is stationary.
She doesn't really dance.
Maybe she's not. Maybe
she doesn't really dance. She stands there.
Okay. Maybe.
Fine. I look, hecha de nog nog. I don't dispute that. But anyway, let's get to the Ramah. Ramah says in Sefalif, Umetzinu Shrev Yehuda Bar Eloi, Hayim Merakid Lefnei HaKala. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, who was Terasim Masa, he wasn't Mevatl Torah, and yet he went to dance in front of the Kala, Umevatl Tama Torah, Lachnosas Kala Lachupa. Umevatl Tama Torah, Lachnosas Kala, Perakam de Megillah, it's a Gemara Megillah, the Mevatl Tama Torah, Lachnosas Kala, that you take off from Seder. Even someone like Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi, he was Terasim Nasai, is Mevatel Tamatari Lachnos Haskala. Now, so the question is, what's Lachnos Haskala? So I've seen many who quote Rashi. Rashi, there in Megillah, when the Gemara says Lachnos Haskala, Rashi says, what does it mean? He says, L'lavoisa v'beisaviyya l'beisvupasa, to walk her to the chuppah. So there are those who argue it doesn't mean dancing. But it's very clear from the Ramah that he means dancing. He said, Yehuda Bar Eloi, Hayim Merakid Lefnei HaKala, Umevatel Tama Torah, Lachnosas Kala. It's very clear that the Ramah, at least, whatever Rashi held, holds that it applies to the dancing as well. So the question is, how many weddings do you have to go to? Like, what does it mean, Umevatel Tama Torah? So again, I think we have a machlaikis, chalkas machaikik, and the Beis Shmuel. Let's look at chalkas machaikik first. Chalkas machaikik beis. Which weddings do you have to go to? Mevat hamnasa kala, afilu mishtasim nasai. Mechuyiv levatel. Now, firstly, here's the lashon, mechuyiv levatel. Not that he's allowed to, he's obligated. Leishu mishus belvat, can't cause of a rush. Vev shalaymer. Davka kisharoya shechnasin lechupa. When you have to be mevatel, if you see them going, tzarach lechabdon, you have to go with them. He just knows there's a wedding in town. You don't have to go every time you know there's a wedding. Like when you see this other story, you should stop and accompany it. Right. So that's what he's saying. He's saying the same thing about a wedding. So he's saying only if you see it. The Beis Shmuel argues, Beis Shmuel and Gimel understands differently. That's the Chakas V'chaikik's opinion. Miu, Sakta Beishmoa, but Bryce Eli Mashrike. The Italian Valentam a Torah like Tsarsa Meis or Achnasa Skala, but Tsarsa Meis of Fila Ene Roya Chayv Levata. Kilachinami, Bachnasa Skala. So he's saying is that you, that it goes on everything. Then he brings Rashi, Krasa Beprisha. So what does he mean? Every time you know of a wedding, the stomach means every time you have a wedding, that is a shaykhus to you. Because of a prisha, Pirish Rashi, Echnasas Kala, Lula Voisa, Mi Beis Avi, Lula Beis Kupasa, so Rashi I quoted, Mizeho, Yenirli Hogun, Lula Vois, Bizmanenu, Akala, Kshivivian Roisa, Tachas Achopa, Kabay Shregen, Lassis, Lachosan, Adarabba, who Iker? Yeah, I've seen this when they pee in some circles, when they walk the chosan down to the chopa, the Zaydis, others, they follow along with the chassid down to the chuppah. He's saying that they should do it by the kala too. Adarabba, who iker? Shari niske, alach nasas kala. It mentions the kala. Shumat sasi, b'mardachai again, ki achnasi hi shemaser, shema, yeah, he's saying it's a b'mardachai, achnasi hu, shemasra b'shabas l'chassid, kaidem abracha. That they used to do a separate, they did actually a badekin earlier in the day. He says, going to the Badekin, that's Mevatel Tavitar Achnasas Kala, accompanying the Chassid to the Badekin. So you already have the Badekin, the Chuppah, and the dancing. We don't pass in the Badekin as Chuppah, Ela Hachana L'Chuppah, Shetia Achakach Shia Gemar, Veinachan El Luvis Achas and Loi Luvis Achala. Shab kala nashim halchanima. Vein lesarev shamima. This is the reason that that the lufnei hakala is not done so much because the women mix in. Marisi mixas mekaymeis anashim chashur mahalch lekras hakala shakriven elah chayzul lachirem lachopa v'nachanu. So the reason that the lufnei hakala is, I guess, not done that much is for that reason. What?
Somebody rabbi giving class.
It's Tabatari de Rabbim. So I don't know. I know that at least the Rebbeim and the Yeshiva, if they have a Talmud who's getting married out of town, they have to miss a day. They miss the day. You know, they go, and the assumption is that that they do. Usually it doesn't apply when it's a mitzvah tefshei de'acherim, and generally it doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. It's interesting, Talmud Torah is kedeg kulam, but by a mitzvah she'efshei de'acherim, we're mevatel Talmud Torah to take a lulav or to do other mitzvahs. It seems to be a contradiction. The Maharal explains that Torah, mitzvahs is like the bread of life, and Torah is like the main dish. So Torah is much more chashuv. But if you only have one, you eat the bread. You're not the main dish. So that's how the Maharal compares it. That the limud is more, but mevatel tamei Torah. Gemara says because limud has to be aman aslasos.
So we say about the rabbim leave the day of learning. How's that working? How's it been?
It's a mitzvah she'ef she'ed e'acherim, so you're about to have a Torah. What? No, because he has a relationship with the, if you have no relationship, it's not the same being a sameach. It's the same stuff. So at any rate, this is the mitzvah of being a sameach, I'm about to have a Torah for it. The Chavis Yoyer has a tshuva, an interesting tshuva Reish Hay. All the Chavis Yoras Tshuvas are fascinating. And he has a Shaila. Someone asked him about a Zakin, Vein Lefik Vaidai, if he could be a musician at a wedding. Which he said he knows how to play music. It's a mitzvah of the Kala. And if it's you know, the people are telling him saying Lefik Vaidai, or maybe he thinks to say Lefik Vaidai, whether he should lower himself to be a musician at a wedding.
We see most of these cases with a maron threw flowers that threw wasted flyer fires by the
Yes, I guess in his circles, being a musician was considered But it's interesting tshuva, because he writes in the tshuva that there's a concept of zaken vein lefik vaidai. Vein aveda, there's a concept of zaken lefik vaidai. He says there's a machlekes b'chaber Ramah, which is a machlekes the Rambam and the Rush, by zaken vein lefik vaidai, if it means that he's not in a rishoy levazis atzvai, the Rush says. Zaken vein lefik vaidai is not allowed to be mevazah himself, and you know, Zuck is walking the street, he finds a television and has an address. He wants to know Shabbos Aveda, walks through the street with a television. So the Rosh says, Ein Rishoy, Levazi says, Atzmai. And the Rambam says, Zuck and Fik Vaidai, if you want, you don't do it. But Tev Lahashmer. So the Rambam and Rosh argue, by Zuck and Vein Fik Vaidai, he doesn't have to do a Shabbos Aveda on something that's inappropriate. The Rambam says, Tev Lahashmer. And the Rosh said, that's the Bechaber Shita. A Rabbah says, also Levazi says, but you're not allowed to. So according to that, I guess the Chaber Rabbah would be, that's what the Chavis Yor is toiling in. Whether you could do something like that. As I said, Chavis Yor. Now Chavis Yor is before the Chafetz Chaim.
David didn't play an harp?
David, he quotes that David was Merakeim, I think. He quoted in the Tshuva that David. No. I think the Chavis Yor says, Kedarka, the machlokes between David and his wife, David was merakeid, and his wife says, Kachad Rapaychazim, how could you do it? So he says, they argue the machlokes the Rambam and the Rush. He says, that's what they were arguing. David b'chol makom. So I'll tell you. There's a bir halacha. The bir halacha came later than Chavis Yair. The bir halacha in Simirashnon. The end of Simirashnon. He goes on the Gemara. The Gemara says that preparing for Shabbos mitzvah bayis and mishluchai ki ha the Rava malach shibuta. The Gemara says that the Gedalim, they salted fish and they prepared for Shabbos. So Rabbi Halacha says, it's a raya that it's good to do it anyway. So Rabbi Halacha says, no. Listen to what he says. He says, the whole parish of Zakim Ein Lefik Vaidai, what do you mean? It's Ein Lefik Vaidai to do a mitzvah? It's not a design to do a mitzvah. So Zakim Ein Lefik Vaidai is where people see, don't know we are doing a mitzvah. You're walking the street carrying a television. What's he doing carrying a television? It looks strange. Nobody knows that it's a Shabbos Aveda. Then there's a din of Zakim Ein Lefik Vaidai. But Rava Malach Shibuta, Erev Shabbos, he's salting fish. Everyone knows it's for a mitzvah. If everyone who sees knows it's for a mitzvah, then there's no din of Zakim Ein Lefik Vaidai. According to that, by a chasana, where if it's Ein Lefik Vaidai, Chavis Yair Shaila falls away. Everyone could see it's for a Dvar mitzvah. He's saying then the Rosh, everybody would be Maida, that there's no gather of Zakeh Vein Lefik Vaidai in such a situation. Now, I don't want to get away from the main mitzvah of Sameach. And people at Baruch Hashem dance and make happy. Tertamima writes, that's the minig to give a gift at the wedding, is to be a Sameach to Chasam Akali, you give him a Ratana. So it's from that you should give him dafka at the wedding. And this was at the wedding to be misameachim. So you give him a gift. I once mentioned this. Someone said the whole purpose of the gift is to make him happy. You should be able to give him an empty envelope too. When he's getting it, he's happy. Later when he opens it, he's not so happy. But you should be able to give him an empty envelope. It should work also. So okay. The Tartumia says that that's the mitzvah misameach. But the main mitzvah misameach really is to praise the Kala in front of the Chasim. That's really what it says. By mitzvah l'raki l'fneim v'loimer she'ino v'chasuda. People should do it, and it's something that people should should be aware of. The main mitzvah is to...
What?
They
say,
look.
It's an intangible. They say, oh, I see
you. I got this for you.
You
didn't go over.
You've never met her in your life. So
you don't have to say that you've never heard her in your life.
No. Listen, no, you said,
I'll teach you how to do it. You go over to the guy and you tell him, I heard she's amazing. It's wonderful. He'll smile. If enough people say it, he might believe it. The key word is amazing. It's amazing doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean she's a good cook. It doesn't mean she's beautiful. It doesn't mean, it just means she's amazing.
Why didn't
you
praise the chassid? Why is it in the
kala? Yeah, I guess you should praise the chassid to the kala too. Yeah, okay, I'm all for it. It's interesting, the question of Midvar Sheket Tirchak, the Gemara doesn't answer. Beishamei yes beishil, halek sim Midvar Sheket Tirchak. So it's not so satisfying. There's not a Sheket Gomor or Chutz Yol Chesed.
But
what are you saying? She's not a chassid. If you don't believe it, so it's not sheker. So there are two things. First of all, Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Masechtas Kutim, Ois Lamed, has a piece on emes and sheker. It's a pretty long piece for him. He brings the Urayim Shita. The Urayim says, it says, Mitzvah Sheket Tirchak in the Parsha Batei Dinim. Midvar sheket tirchak is only in avera deraisa when it's done in a bezdin, when it's done in a way that affects other people directly. But stam, the holach yelach of wife, it doesn't apply. And he brings a few examples like tamichama mishana for the three things there, lemetzias, puria shpiza, and
sefta.
What?
Eliezer
ben Avraham.
He's when he's 11.
When he spoke to love and he switched around, okay, Meshon, also you could be Meshon. So there are a handful of places where you could lie. Now the Ritva, on that Gemara and Ksuvis, Ritva asks Mvasheka Tirchak, he answers Meshon of Ne'ashalom. He says it's the exception that Ne'ashalom, you can make him, see he holds that Sheker is always Asr, even in such a case. But it's not Mashrei from the Gemara. The Gemara's Lashon is, and it's really a musa to people. People are over on this all the time. Beishamai say kala kamay shehi. I don't know exactly what you're supposed to tell her according to Beishamai. So kala kamay shehi. Valek sim drashek etircha. Beisol answers. He says somebody who buys something, somebody's kind of chayvus b'shuk. You got neyu or you shabcheyu. It's a blushim itzmiya. You have a friend who bought something. He bought it already. So you should praise it, or you should tell him, you could have gotten it cheaper somewhere else. So Basil says, of course you're supposed to praise it. So it's not only a kala, it means anytime. You're supposed to be mishabeach. People have a tendency when someone buys something, say, you can get it cheaper here, you can get it better here, and you should have done it. And Basil says, Blush and Bitmiya. You got Neo, you Shabcheyu. What kind of Bela Machaneri is that? He bought it already. It's bought, so make him feel good, whatever it is that he had.
Does that sheker become the MS?
So according to this, not really. We're just saying there's no issa to be mishak. There is a piece in the Michtam Elio, in the first volume, Simin Nun Vav. The name of the piece is, the title is Mahu MS or Mahu Sheker. That's the name of the shtickle. And there he says the following. He says, B'tchilas chinuchenu, when we start with the Machanachas, Havineinu, we're given an understanding, She'emesu, Kishu Misaprim Uvdais Kabay She'iru, Emes is when you tell the story the way it really happened, V'sheker K'mishan in Mizeh, and when you say something that's not factually true, that's called truth. Okay. On that, that's it. On that, the Mithilio writes, Zeu Rak Vayfanim Pshutim, in simple cases, it's true. The truth is the truth, and a lie is a lie. Aval lemaisa, yesh harba eifanim she'ein hadover kein. There are many cases where it's not that. Now he's saying it's not called emes, even if it's factually true. He says, kishemes lo yoyel elayazik, when telling the truth is damaging to somebody, oz mashenira keemes hu sheker. He defines sheker as words that cause a bad outcome. And if there's a case where saying the truth causes damage, he calls that He calls that sheker. Now, I think there may be a raya to this. There's a Gemara in Yevamah Samach Gimel. The Gemara, I think it's Rav Chiya who had his, I always tell you, Rav Chiya had his wife that was not exactly nice to him all the time. So the Gemara says remember the Gemara says she used to ask him, what do you want for supper? And whatever he said, they did something else. And then it straightened out. So he told the son it straightened out. So what did the son say? He figured out the code. Whenever he asks for meat, she serves blintzes. He has a blintzes, she serves rice. So he figured out the code. See, so the Gemara says, Rav Chiya told his son, Leisavidhof, you don't do it. Siv, Lemoid Leshoinam Daber Sheker. So the pasuk, don't train your lips to say falsehood. So the question is, why didn't he say, Halek Simid Vasheker Tirchak? Why does he take a pasuk in Mishlei? It's a pasuk in the Torah, Halek Simid Vasheker Tirchak. So write to Mr. Belio that a Sheker that's Payol, certainly Shalom Bayi, something that's Payol Tai, is not Sheker. He said, don't do it. You know why? Because Lemaid Leshoinam Daber Sheker. Don't get accustomed to saying things that are not true, and therefore, but he's not saying Be'etzem it's Aser, but that's what he told him. So anyway, that's a Bior in, it's a Michtam Eliyahu's Bior in Emes and Sheker, and you have to be careful, yeah, very careful when you talk.
I think there's a Raya in the Pasuk for this too, Rebbe. I mean, you say Motza Diba Uksil.
But it does talk about lying. Motza Uksil means if some there's bad news, don't tell them. Don't tell people bad news.
If that's the definition, that there's no longer a conflict between Emes and Shalom. I thought there was a conflict, and we possibly go with Shalom.
According to this,
yeah, it's the same thing.
I guess that's he's defining that limud, I guess, but you're right. Technically, it's very.
The expression deals with Emes and
Emes. Emes Lamita, Chazal.
I don't know how explained with Shalom. What's
Bishama's question? I guess he'd rather explain this hill. I don't know. Yeah, Bishama, right? Those old shivs only at this hill. There's one more halacha regarding weddings, which is a chiddush, and it's in two places, but not in Ebenezer. It's a chesh mishpat and an archaim. That somebody who's dancing, being Sameach HaSavakala, it causes damage while he's dancing. He swings his arms and break someone's glasses, which is the case that sometimes comes up, that he's potter from paying. It's a chayshem mishpat. It's in Purim Hilchzer Chaim. Chayshem mishpat. It's a sibi shinai and ches. And it says in the halacha that someone who's mazik somebody else is potter. It's a fascinating thing. It's a lot to understand why you putter. In Tafrei Sadikei, put legami for paying for the damage that he did. We learn it actually from the Gemara in Sukkah that on the last day of Sukkah they used to celebrate. So it says Gedolim Hayu Shaitim Luveyim or Asurim. They used to grab from each other afterwards. For example, they grab from Katan and they used to steal. How can you steal for a Simcha? So it's a Ritaisis there says that for the Simcha, if you're doing a Matei Simcha, that it's Mutter. Now, exactly how the stealing worked, I don't know, but but that's the Makar, and that there's such a Pator. It's a little hard to understand why you're Pater. The Prima Gaudim says that it's a type of Mechila. Now, people are Meichel. It's hard to understand. Most people don't know even the Halacha exists. You're Meichel, you're dancing, someone. It happens always. It's crowded and people bump you. You're like, oh, yeah, you're not happy about it. But Erev Shabbos is saying there's a similar idea that someone's rushing to cover each other. Yes, so Erev Shabbos, they understand by weddings, I guess that's where people got them is coming from. Erev Shabbos, the Stipler has a piece. The Stipler in I think, Subis. The Stipler has a piece to, and I'm sorry, Bava Basra, Simin Hay. The Stipler has a piece to try to explain what kind of Mechila this is. A Mechila. I'm not Michael. I mean, I'm Michael. The Stipler says there are certain concepts of social Mechila, where communities have certain needs, and Mamela there's a Mechila. He's talking in the Sugya Bava Basra, by neighbors. There are certain takonis Chazal, when neighbors have tainas one on the other, there are times that they're right, and times where they seem right, but there are certain gedorim that for society's reasons, they were not makpid on. There's certain things above a basher that shchenim have no right to be makpid one on the other, even though technically they could be makpid. So there's this type of makes establish such a side as sort of a societal mechila, that society to function, there are certain things that there's a mechila on. And he gives this as an example, the dancing at weddings or at a Yom Tif or perhaps rushing Erev Shabbos, that it's part of the accepted halach yelech that there are certain responsibilities sometimes, and sometimes certain lack of responsibility for certain things. And it's hard to just spread it to any time you want, but at least in the cases that are mentioned in the Gemara, this is what they say. Now, is a person supposed to eat at the wedding? The question is, you're going to be simechas of a kala. So he said the simcha is the accompanying to the chuppah, maybe to the badekin, and being a sameach is eating at the suda, participating in the suda. Obviously, chas kava suda, no one shows up. It's obviously not going to make them very happy. But is there an inyan to eat, an inyan to wash, an inyan to eat meat, an inyan mitzvah chiyuv? What's included in the obligation of being the Mesameach Chasavakala on a technical basis? So I'm aware of a Chubas Maramshik. What?
From the Simcha aspect.
The Simcha aspect. You're part of the Simcha is to participate in the Suda. Chasavakala don't want an empty hall.
The same
Kasha by any, except that this one, we're told, without Mahamatar, this is. No one said about Tabatai to go to a suit of a bris or a pina man. So here, but I guess you can answer the question is talk a general question. So I'm aware of a chuvah's Maram Shik. Maram Shik's chuvah, someone asked him, let's see if I have the Maram Mokim, somebody asked him, it's Evan Ezra Simon Peites. People asked if they have to make a fleshing a wedding. They said they don't have money for a fleshing a wedding. Either they can make a simple milchika wedding. It doesn't mean blintzes and salmon. It means bread and butter. Or they have to borrow money and they'll make a fleshing a wedding. Now we already had that if one side is makbid on the other side, and we had the previous simon, im chasin ain't a rights alas a suda, krevi akala writes him, krevi alas a shiyasa. But here we're talking both chasin and kala are on board. They want to make it not fleshig. So the Maram Shik in his piece first talks about whether a suda is an obligation at a wedding, and then whether fleshig is an obligation. In the beginning he talks about whether a suda is an obligation. So it's interesting. He says, what's the makar to have a suda? Vayesef lovan anshe mekaymai vayas mishta, that if I'm loving again, Malishvozais is love. I'm learning other things out of love. So, but he says that's nothing more than an asmachta. It's not a chiyuv gomer. But he says from the fact that by ein ma'ariv and simcha b'simcha, Taisus says ein ois mitzvos chavilais chavilais, which we spoke about earlier. It's mashiv a suda a chiyuv. Taisus says, why can't you have a yomtiv suda, a wedding suda? Chavilas looks like a bird. Now, if you don't have to make a suda, what kind of chavilas chavilas? You know, there's a Mishnah in Kedushin, I think in the second parrot, because if a man who wants to mekadesh five women at one shot. It's probably hypothetical, I imagine. But a man, the Gemara is a shaila, if he's mekadesh five women, they make one shliach to mekabel four or five, does he have to give five prutas, which come out of pruta to each, or can give one pruta? Because the Maisa Kedusha needs a pruta, and without one pruta, he's kind of five women. It's a Mishnah. So Sameach asks, "Ain't that a mitzvah chavilas chavilas? Why could you do it?" The Sameach answers that what's ain't that a mitzvah chavilas? Shalay you near a love kamasa. You make two brisin. You don't have to be a burden. You do them together. He says something that's not a chiyuv. He doesn't have to marry five women. He can marry one woman. Ibari, his lashon is ibari. If he wants, Parik Masoy Me'alov Lagamri. He doesn't have to marry the other four women. So how can it be Chavilas Chavilas? He says, therefore, you could do it. So on that, the Mamshik says, Ibori Parak Basar, you don't have to have a Suda, so then there's no Chsar and Chavilas Chavilas. What's the problem with Chavilas Chavilas?
Why
so
the Suda should be fast
in itself? Well, so it's true, because the Beishvul is mashed in the Suda itself, not the Suda. He's never gone to Suda Taka. And he names on, it's true, it's not like in Beishmol, he names on that way, and he talks about whether there's a fee of basar. He starts by saying that Vaisdeis is a fee of basar, because even Erev Tisha B'Av you're allowed to eat meat at a bris. Vaisdeis is a fee of. But he writes, the minig in Hungary, he was in Hungary, when we see at the end of the 1800s, the Hungarian Gadladar Mamish, the Talmud Chacham Sofer. So Sofer was Nifter in 1840 or so. So he was after him. He writes, the mini bayas is to make milcha gebrisim. I always thought in Europe they all made plesha gebrisim. But he writes, what?
Not
by Litvak. And Rav Shik was neither a chassid or a Litvak. Everyone claims him as his own. You know, the Oberlander, they were Ashkenaz, but they had a lot of Hasidic shashitas. What?
Maybe it was a kashrus issue.
Maybe it was a kashrus issue. I have a feeling it was more of a financial issue. But, so he says, loy dogu, but he says maybe that's only by a bris mila, because there's no fee of simcha by a bris mila, but by a wedding. He says it should be fleishes.
Is there a
mitzvah
to eat in a bris, though? Do you have to take something from a bris?
It seems there's a mitzvah, no chiyuv, but if you're invited, you know, it doesn't say if you're invited you have to go to a bris. It says if you're invited you have to eat at a bris. That's what it says in halacha. If someone tells you to have some food at a bris, you have to have food. It doesn't say going to the bris, because the sundas habris has a chashivas, but you don't have to eat a lot. You could just take.
Eating it later, that doesn't satisfy really.
Maybe it seems it does. I don't know. But anyway, the point I wanted to get to is just in the Kuda, Vaisdeis of Ram Shik, I would have thought the mitzvah to be Sameach the Chassan and Kala. So give the Chassan and Kala meat, and let everybody else eat bread and butter. Like, who's the mitzvah to be Besimcha? I would have thought it's Chassan Kala. You can't afford meat for the Chassan Kala. You can afford meat for the two of them, everybody else. But Caesar Ram Shik is not naming on that way. He's saying that there's a Chi of Basar. What does that mean? Everybody has to eat. Have to eat meat? Who can eat meat 10:30 at night? A lot of people could, but I find it hard to eat a fleishig meal 10:30 at night. So it means you're supposed to eat at the meal? Chassid Kala are happy that I'm eating, or they're just happy that the meal exists? I don't know. It's a very confusing point. Okay. The next part is the minhagim of the wedding, the ashes and everything else. So we'll get to that.